Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Health Ministry said that Indonesia's first CT scanner production facility will help strengthen national health resilience as it aligns with the health transformation agenda. The Ministry Director General of Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices, Luzia Rizka Andalusia, said on Monday that the domestic manufacturing of the medical device is expected to help the to help meet hospital needs quickly, since Indonesia has so far imported the technology. Population and Family Development Minister Wee Haji has stated that the government free nutritious meal will play a crucial role in achieving the national target of reducing the stunting rate to 14% by 2029. The program is considered vital as it specifically targets pregnant women, nursing mothers, and children under the age of two. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Katulistiwa di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
sudah-sudah. Cinta hanyalah bualan dari yang sudah-sudah. Hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan. Hangat dalam dekapan, aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Kapalku telah bersau, aku tak ingin jauh. Padamu aku akan berlabuh. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah kenal lama, seperti kakak adik. Apakah kita hanya saja. Aku ingin buat kamu tertawa bersamaku, karena kata mereka tertawa bisa bikin sayang. Tapi apa yang telah terjadi? Lihat tawamu ku yang menjadi sayang kepadamu. Ikan apa yang terindah? Cannot live without you in my life. Ayam apa yang termanis? I am falling in love with you. Aku ingin kamu tahu semua rasaku kepadamu. Ku tak ingin menjadi kaktus, kakak adik tanpa status. Buat kamu tertawa bersamaku, kata mereka tertawa bisa bikin sayang. Tapi apa yang telah terjadi? Lihat tawamu ku yang menjadi sayang kepadamu.
Cactus by Suara Kayu. This is such a cute song. I think the song represent the very cuteness in Indonesian word of gombal. Are you familiar with it? In English, we translate it into pickup line. So we call it, in Indonesia, the culture is to ask questions like, do you know what's the sweetest ayam? I am falling in love with you, just like the lyrics. I think this is such a cute song. And now I'll be playing you another song, of course. After this, I'll be playing you another song. But of course, I want you to know that we're very open. If you guys want to tell us any feedbacks, input, or even tell your stories that relates to this morning session of Indonesia Today, so please contact us on our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, TikTok, and Instagram, VOI_official, and make sure to contact us and get in touch with us, of course. Okay, VOI listeners, now I'll be playing you a music corner entitled Nyong Manis from Maluku Utara.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Euphratic Sports. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Thank you. itu kita agak paria. Senyum manis kumis tipis apa yang punya. Hati ini rasa macam gelisah. Mau dekat tapi tak kau ada yang marah. Siyo Tuhan kalau tak ada yang punya, tolong kasih jodoh kita dan dia. Siyo Tuhan kalau tak ada yang punya, kita siap susah senang dan dia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cerita ini bermula saat kau bilang padaku untuk menua bersama menjadi bingkai warna yang dikenang selamanya. Berselang waktu berjalan, kesendirian pun datang. Kau berpaling dariku tanpa pamit salammu. Perginya dirimu kan ku kenal. Seindah masa yang tak akan terlupa. Teringat kita selagi masih bersama. Memetik bunga yang kau suka. Tercium harum mewangi.
salahkah bila diriku menuntut waktu takdirku. Sekali lagi bersama hingga pada akhirnya ku kembali dan menutup mata. Seindah masa yang tak akan terlupakan, teringat kita selagi masih bersama. Memetik bunga yang kau suka, tercium harum mewangi, tak pernah ku sangka serindu itu.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
I just played you a song from Rumah Sakit, entitled Sandiwara Semu. Rumah Sakit in Indonesia is translated into English to hospital. So the name of the band is actually Hospital, and this is, I think this is very interesting, and I think it's authentic. The name of the band is Hospital, and the name of their fans is Patients. Because their songs is very, you know, nowadays trend, like it's very trendy in a way of it captured very much emotional baggage of youth that are experiencing depression, broken hearts, and a lot of other emotions. So they just assume that the fans that listen to their bands are patients because they need help. I think that's pretty funny. And if you want me to play you a song and you want to make a special request, I think I can make that happen for you, of course, because I'm here for you guys, VOI listeners. So make sure if you have a special request, input, feedbacks, I would be right here. And we are just as far as a one contact of hi, or one bubble chat of hi, you know. So please contact me and Voice of Indonesia on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email VOIListeners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62821238121230, +62821238121230. So now I'll be playing you what do you want? Of course, you're not here, so I cannot know your request unless you contact me on our social media. So now I'll be playing you a song entitled Masuk Angin by Arum Tala, because I want to make it, you know, in Indonesia, Masuk Angin is one of the it's one of a condition, health condition that we said a lot. It's actually translated to God. How do I say it in English? I genuinely don't know. Masuk angin is actually is a term that is frequently used, and it's actually translated to have a cold, you know. But because it's very familiar, I just played you a song entitled Sandiwara Semu from the band Rumah Sakit or Hospital. So now I want to play you the song entitled The Sakit or The Illness, or just as simple as Masuk Angin or Have a Cold. Enjoy!
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja usia. Thank you.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi bertahan melawan dingin angin malam. Apalagi nongkrong sampai pagi, hey. Bukannya jangan sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Seem up in the air and everything is so unfair. If you stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and see. You give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweet or filled with worries. Don't be afraid when things go wrong. Just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and sing.
If one day you lose your way, just remember one thing, my friend. When you're on the red cloud, just face the music and sing. If one day you lose your way, just remember one thing, my friend. When you're on the red cloud, just face the music and
don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
Don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up.
Voice of Indonesia.
It was the sound of Gendang, traditional drum or hadra music.
A great nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. A great nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. There was an expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis Regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Pananjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galuh Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the petilasan or historical remains of the past, namely petilasan Sanghyang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galuh Kingdom. Is contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galuh Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Chi Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galuh Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galuh King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galuh heritage too. Ciamis, which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Abadede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Ciamis has basic strength and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Marwoto, head of Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galuh Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. remnants of the Galo kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galo heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually, historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. Ciamis traditional cultural event also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini pansa pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Ciamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galo tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galo is absolutely Ciamis. Existence of traditional villages in Ciamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the tourism office of Ciamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya Kampung Kuta, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja bukan laporan tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Kuta. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respect each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. Local wisdom of Ciamis people as Galo royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galo was a king who loves peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is stored at Karang Kamulyan as a milestone of the history of Galo Royal Palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Ciamis Regency improved itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Ciamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. Of cooperation to support activities in the tourism sector, Ciamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Ciamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Ciamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sell images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Ciamis with Galuh as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Ciamis West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts.